The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
With me today in the studio is Dr. Tan Wee Yong, neurologist from Thompson Hospital, who will be sharing with us the treatment options for migraines. So Dr. Tan, could you provide us with an overview of the treatment options that exist for migraines?
It can be divided into pharmacological and non-pharmacological treatments. Just means whether medication is used or not. Managing migraine without medications is like having your lifestyle changes, like drinking lots of water, getting adequate rest, controlling diet and relaxation techniques. Every person experiences migraine differently. I think each person has to find out what kind of management techniques work for them. There is no one size fit for all.
So what are the types of medications that people can take?
Generally, there are those that provide immediate but temporary relief, such as over-the-counter painkillers. However, they are not advisable to take over a prolonged period. It can cause migraine to become worsened.
So when should people consider getting on preventive medication?
Well, I think if migraine causes a significant disruption to someone's life, migraine is the first cause of disability for people under 50. A very high number of people have never seen a doctor or have stopped doing so. If left untreated, migraine can lead to high personal and economic costs. Preventing migraine can help people regain control and lead their lives happily and healthily. Migraine patients should seek proper diagnosis from a neurologist.
I was speaking to Dr. Tan Wee Yong from Thompson Hospital. I'm Sharmila from BFM 89.9, the business station. This conversation on treatment options for migraines was brought to you by Novartis.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.